And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show on a rainy Friday, an Earth Day. Joining us now from the state legislature, District 20 representative, or District 20B representative, Todd Lippert. Good morning, Representative Lippert. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Always glad to be here.
Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day to you and everyone.
Yeah. The legislative session has resumed now. We're kind of in the home stretch. I don't know if this would be the fourth quarter or what, but or halftime or something. Maybe
Fourth quarter is a good analogy,
yeah.
I think.
We're heading into the last month or so, and you had a week off, and as did everyone in the legislature, theoretically. I'm sure there's a lot of work to be done by a lot of people during that time. But where are we at right now as we head into the last few weeks of the session? What is it looking like as just the overall, 30,000-foot picture?
Sure. I've been kind of describing it this way for those just tuning in. The negotiating positions are clear for the House DFL and the Senate GOP as we're sorting out big questions. What are we going to do with the historic budget surplus that we have available to us? And the House has a few priorities. Our biggest spending priority is for public education. We know that schools across the state, including Northfield, are facing the reality of budget cuts. And so we know we can address that with the budget surplus, really address the special education cross-subsidy and support school districts across the state. We have the biggest investment in affordable housing that we've ever had in a state budget because many people are struggling with housing from needing emergency shelter to buying an affordable home. And then in our tax bill, we have a child tax credit for child care for families with a child from 0 to 5, a $3,000 tax credit to help support families finding affordable child care, and also some money for a student loan tax credit. So those are some of our priorities. On the Senate GOP side, they are using most of the budget surplus for permanent tax cuts. And I would argue that they skew towards the wealthy. And then they also prevent us in the future from addressing things like helping our schools and those who are most vulnerable in our state. So we have clear differences, and we'll be debating those and trying to find some agreement as we go through this fourth quarter.
This would be what is traditionally a bonding year. Are you close on the bonding issue at all? So, what are you looking at there?
Yeah, so the bonding proposals are still coming together. They come together a little bit later than other bills. And so over the interim, I was having I had my conversation one-to-one with the bonding chair and was talking about local projects and projects of priority, and other members were doing that too, and the same process is happening in the Senate. The bonding bill typically comes together very much at the last minute, but it is definitely a priority. We know that we need to be continuing to invest in infrastructure. The federal government has a major generational investment in infrastructure that we're grateful for. We need to spend some to unlock that money, and also want to make sure that we're using our resources to partner with that funding in the best way we can. But we need to be continuing to invest in infrastructure.
Representative Todd Lippert is with us from District 20B. Let's talk about some of the other things that have been going on. It's been, I would imagine, this past week, there's a lot of work in within the caucuses and committees and everything. What have you been working on?
So we passed the legislative Citizen Commission on Minnesota Resources bill. It's known as the LCCMR bill off the House floor yesterday. So this is kind of the first of the bigger bills that is getting started, and we'll be passing our main bills next week. But our lottery funds, if you play the lottery, some of your funds will be going to the LCCMR project. So these are environmental projects, research projects that are rooted in science that benefit the environment in Minnesota. It's about $70 million that we passed, and it's a commission of citizens and legislators. And there are a few things to mention here. One is there are $3.8 million for prion research for chronic wasting disease. The chronic wasting disease threatens the deer herd, and so that research is really important. Clean River Partners locally has been successful in securing some LCCMR dollars for soil health work with farmers, and has helped this area become kind of an innovation center for those sorts of practices that are beneficial to the environment and for the bottom line for farmers. There's also money for land easements there, and you know, helps set aside acres that aren't productive across the state. And that's really good for the environment. It's also on this Earth Day, very good for the climate, too, when you have some of those non-productive acres set aside. So this is a good bill for our environment, good projects across the state, some good research happening, and I was going to support it yesterday.
Let's move on to another topic that has kind of divided the two parties, and that is frontline worker pay. And everybody wants to get the frontline workers more money, but where do you draw the line and who do you give it to? I think it's been the sticking point. Where are we at there?
So negotiations have started up on frontline worker pay and the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund. And our position is that, you know, we can and we need to do both, something for businesses and something for workers. And so it's good that the leaders are talking, and hopefully we can get to an agreement soon. You know, I had a small business owner in my office this week, someone from the western side of the district, and was telling the story of how the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund taxes might impact her this year. And I said, you know, members of my caucus are sympathetic to what you're facing and want to be responding. So one of our concerns is that as the way the Senate GOP has proposed this, most of the money would be going to the largest corporations like Target, Walmart, Wells Fargo. And she nodded her head and said, you know, yeah, will any of this trickle down to us? And we talked about how large corporations and small businesses are often in different universes. And, you know, we really want these funds to be meeting the needs of small businesses that have the most need right now, and also supporting workers who have done the most through the pandemic. So that's what some of the negotiations are about. And hopefully we can come to a good agreement for Minnesota here in the next few days.
Yeah, I think we're always in a different universe, small business and large business.
And we often talk about it like it's the same. And it's not. And, you know, large businesses have profited dramatically through the pandemic. It's the reason for our budget surplus, while small businesses, you know, have really been struggling and are scraping. And we want to support small businesses, really the backbone of our communities. And we can do that and support workers, too.
Representative Lippert from District 20B is with us. Coming up this weekend, the governor will be giving his State of the State address. Is that, what, Sunday?
It's Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon. Any idea what's going to be going on there with that?
Well, you know, it's our mini version of the State of the Union address. And so we'll all pack in the House chamber, and House members and senators will sit together and we'll listen to the governor deliver a speech. I imagine the governor will talk some about the work that we need to do, how we can meet the needs of Minnesotans with this historic budget surplus, talk some about the negotiations I was just talking about as well, and then talk about the ways that, you know, we share some needs in common as people across Minnesota. And we should be able to come together to meet our needs and benefit the common good. I haven't, you know, heard anything about his speech or seen a sneak preview, but I'm guessing those are some of the things he might say. Maybe he'll even throw some good luck towards the Timberwolves and the Twins, too.
I think the Timberwolves are kind of a lost cause at this point, but
the
Twins.
I'm still hoping.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you here?
Happy Earth Day to everybody. There's going to be an event at the Grand this evening. I'll be speaking along with some others. You know, it's a day that we kind of just take note of what we need to do to care for the earth. And it's part of the reason that climate is such a big priority for me and in our house DFL too. But hopefully we can all get out, celebrate Earth Day a little bit. Bring your umbrella maybe. and feel free to contact me, rep.todd.lippert@house.mn. Always good to hear from you, especially in this last part of the session.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you once again next week.
Talk to you soon.
State Representative Todd Lippert from District 20B. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080. Rich coming up in two. Here's MNN.
Minnesota News Network. Good morning. I'm Brent Palm.